بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على سورة القمر ليلة البدر، ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إذا أتى، لا يبولن ولا يتغوتون ولا يدخلون ولا يمتخطون. لآخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter of the great ni'mat and favors of Allah Ta'ala upon the people of Jannah. Further we read that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the first group of people that will enter Jannah, they will be, their faces will be beaming and shining like the 14th full moon. That is how the moon is, the brightness of the moon, the beauty of the moon, that beautiful color, that will be, their faces will be beaming like that. This has not been compared with the sun, because the sun's rays are very strong and they are not comfortable at all. Whereas the moon, a person can look at the moon very comfortably, and that beautiful beaming shine of the moon and the 14th full moon, and these people's faces will be shining like that, and it will be quite evident and clear that because of Allah, that Allah has passed them, how happy they will be. Further, when they will see all the ni'mat of Jannah, how their faces will be shining and beaming. So like this, they will be entering, and that is the first group that will have the greatest nur on their face, the greatest luster and beauty on their face. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَشَدِّ كَوْكَبًا دُرِّي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِذَا أَتَىٰ. And after that, the next group that will enter, they will be like the brightest star that is in the sky. And the light and the beaming and the beautiful shine of that star, that will be less than that of the moon. So these people, the next group, will have less of that beaming and shining which will be in them. And all this will be, of course, according to the amal that we do in this world. How much more we strive for there, so much more we will get there. And when a person prepares for that life and he does his amal accordingly, so much more he will get there. And that will be, of course, forever and ever that he will have that enjoyment. And another great quality of this people, of and the people who will enter after this, everyone's luster and light will be less. The first people who will enter, what great ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat they will get. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest ni'mat and unimaginable ni'mat. So automatically how happy won't they be, and how their faces won't be shining and beaming. And the next will be less, and as the next groups come, everyone's will be less, as the ni'mats that they are going to be getting will be also less. Another great quality which Allah Ta'ala describes of these people of Jannah, la yabulun, they will not urinate in Jannah. There won't be any urination that will form in their body also. And neither will there be any napaki anywhere in Jannah. It will be just pure. And this will come out, as it is explained in other ahadith, in the sweet perspiration, the sweet smell of musk, which will come from their perspiration, their sweating. All what they eat, whatever is unnecessary in their body, will just come out like sweet smelling musk. وَلَا يَتَغَوَّتُونَ. And they won't defecate. They won't be need to go to toilet for number two also. There won't be any toilets, and they won't need it at all also. وَلَا يَدْفُلُونَ. And they won't spit also in Jannah. When a person spits around, then that dirt, that what is in that spit, that is also dirty and filthy, very undesirable. So that also won't be in Jannah. They won't have to spit out like that. When we make wudu, we gargle our mouth. And the water that comes out, especially at the time of when we get up in the morning, then that the staleness of the mouth of the whole night, all that comes out with that water. We wash our lips also. There also we can feel on our fingers that staleness, that like a slimy feeling. So there won't be anything like that. No napaki whatsoever in Jannat. وَلَا يَمْتَخِطُونَ And neither will they blow their noses. There won't be any mucus also that will be coming out. So pure and clean they will be. On the other hand, if we think of the people of Jahannam, there will be all type of dirt also. The water that they will be given will also be ghisleen, the dirt and leftover water. Like when we wash dishes, when we bath, the dirty water that comes after that, or and the pus and blood, this will be given to the people of Jahannam. So when we compare the two opposites, that is when we will appreciate the namath of Jannat much more. Just as it is narrated also, a righteous and pious person, when he will be buried in the qabr and his questioning will be completed, then first he will be shown, according to some ahadith, the Jahannam. And everyone's place has been booked in Jahannam also and Jannat also. So when he'll see that place of his that was booked, and it will be told, but you led a righteous life, you are saved from this. And you have made your booking for in Jannat. And now enjoy Jannat, and the sweet breezes of Jannat will come all the time for him, morning and evening. All the time he will enjoy those sweet breezes. And when he has seen that what I got saved from, he will enjoy Jannat much more now. If he didn't see that, he will still enjoy Jannat, but not to that extent. That what I got saved from and what Allah has given me. Amshatuhum al-dhahab, and the combs that they will use to comb their hair, or they won't even have to comb it. There will be so many of servants for them. All the wonderful servants that will look so beautiful also, and they. But anyway, the combs that they will use, whether they use it themselves or whether they will be served and their hair will be combed, that will be made of gold. That the combs will be made of gold. And then in other riwayat we read, they will have two jannats. One jannat where everything is of gold, and another jannat where everything is of silver. And as they wish, they can go to this jannat of theirs, the garden. They can go to that jannat of theirs, the garden of where everything is of silver, where everything is of gold. وَرَشْحُهُمْ الْمِسْكِ And the sweating will be musk. So the sweet smell that will come off the perspiration won't be like us. If we don't take our regular bath, then we feel so uncomfortable. People around us start feeling so uncomfortable. So there won't be even need. They will have what we read in other hadith, the beautiful rivers of Jannat in which they will bathe also. But the sweat that will come out because of the food that they will eat, and that will be also of musk. And then they will have burners there, and it will have the smell of wood. Oud, which is we don't use it so much, though there are some people who use it here. But the Arabs enjoy very greatly when on any occasion, even the masjid, they have a burner in which they will burn oud. And the smell of it is also very, very pleasant. A question may arise that when the musk is given off from the body of the perspiration, what is the necessity of having that other fragrance in the air? We have air fresheners to freshen the air, etc. Room fresheners, we spray in the room and we freshen it. So there they will have this, and that will be also of this wonderful smell. And that this will be just for their enjoyment. It won't be in any way a necessity. It will be just for their pleasure and enjoyment. The perspiration of their body, which will be of that sweet musk, that will be more than enough. And then this will be an additional enjoyment. Another question arises here, that there won't be any fire in Jahannam. Now these burners will be there. So how is it that there will be this fire in Jahannam? In fact, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, on one occasion, somebody asked him that if a person wants to smoke in Jannat, then how will he light his cigarette? So Qari Sahib replied, he'll have to go to Jahannam to light his cigarette. So anyway, there won't be any smoking or anything like that in Jannah. But these burners, they will burn just by the command of Allah Kun. And they will burn just to give comfort, that is all. Like we have, we boil water in a jug. That jug, it is the we drink our tea, we enjoy it like that, hot tea. We enjoy our hot coffee, etc. But if the same jug, our child has to pull it down and bring that water upon himself, that boiling water. So there won't be anything like that. This will be just for enjoyment, and it won't have this burning effect at all of this dunya, but it will have that great enjoyment. So these are some of the great, great enjoyments of the people of Jannah. What we have to remind ourselves all the time, this is the time to prepare for it. It isn't there for each and every one. Even the sinners of this ummah, they did not make tawbah, and they did not go under difficulty by which Allah forgives them. Allah did not forgive them. May Allah save us all. They will have to go and pay for it in the fire of Jahannam. So this is the occasion for tawbah, istighfar, correcting our lives, and we go into that great pleasure and enjoyment of Jannah. May Allah bless us all.